The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. When do the blessings of Jesus run out? We're going to examine that. Plus, oops-a-daisy and bad parenting. And Casey Pipes, author of After the Fall, The Remarkable Comeback of Richard Nixon. He's going to join us live.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. I mean, just so much more. The only word that I can put next to it is oy vey. Oy vey, so much more. Hey, simple. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation. If you want to talk about some of the things that are going on in life, you can. I don't mind. If you got a question about that, but we can answer it. I might not have all the answers. I can try. I can ask the audience if I don't know the answers. I don't mind. We can do prayer requests and praise reports, and we do trivia. Why? Because it's fun. This isn't really work. This is, I don't even consider being on the radio work, and neither does my wife. So it's just, it's fun. We engage together. We fellowship together, have a good time on the air. Bottom line, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Just a quick note before we talk about our first sponsor. This is our 90th show. So that's taking away for a couple of shows that we had to taken away for the three shows we had to redo. My daughter is home. The baby is home. And now we're coordinating when we're going up to Memphis. So I'm just warning you ahead of time. I might have to do some shows on the pre-record, or we might have to do some reruns. You have been warned, as much as I can do so. This first segment brought to you by our good friend John.
Big John. Big John.
Let's keep it as easy as possible. The owner of my house where I rent in Fate, which is kind of a large house, is going to be utilizing John services to do our roof to replace it. What else could you possibly need to know? Free inspections. Whether it's roof replacement or repairs, doesn't matter. 469-BLESSED. Totally cool phone number, just admit it. 469-BLESSED. You can also go to theblessedroofingcompany.com, theblessedroofingcompany.com. I'm using them. I encourage you to use them. Great reviews. Great guy. We'll tell you the way it is. There it is. Boom. Done. Okay? Okay. All right? All right. It's all right. It's all right. For those that don't know, before we get into the trivia question and some of the other stuff, today is supposed to be, in theory, Aunts and Uncles Day. Did you hear that? I never even knew there was an Aunts and Uncle Day. I know there's a Grandparents Day, and there's a Mom's Day and a Dad's Day. I didn't know there was an Aunts and Uncles Day. Who knew that? And then there's a Cousins Day. Who knew that? So I can only think of my uncle and can only give you what I can give you because they say, oh, uncles are great when our backup caretakers, you know, the uncles and the aunts that I have lived a gazillion miles away, and it is the same thing now as my sister's in Florida, my brother's in Arizona, so that's not happening. just saying. But I will tell you a true story about my Uncle Herbie. And yes, his name was Herbie. My dad's was Lionel. My uncle was Ira. And my other uncle was Herbie. Uncle Herbie, we would do Thanksgiving dinner together. That's cool. Thanksgiving dinner is always a hoot and a holler, especially in a Jewish home. And while my parents weren't looking, Uncle Herbie, he was the one, he was the uncle that threw either little pieces of black olives or little pieces of pickles at us. And then he would throw it at us and turn his head as though he didn't throw it. And then we would get food and throw it back, and we would get caught. And so my uncle was famous for getting us in trouble. Thank you, Uncle Herbie. That's all I got for him. It's over. The next thing I want to bring up before we get into the trivia is this. I saw this yesterday. I had to bring it up. It's just so amazing to me. They have the list of the 10 worst states to drive in where the worst drivers are. So I thought, well, gosh, I mean, how bad can it be? I mean, I've lived primarily in three states in my older life. I've lived in Arizona and California and Texas. Arizona, California, and Texas are in the top seven of the worst. Since I have been 20 years of age, 18 years of age, I have lived in three of the top seven worst driving states there are in existence. Well, that just explains so much. That's all I'm going to say about that. Oh, you want to know what the number one is? Mississippi. Because they all drive around spelling Mississippi with one eye. They close their one eye, and then they spell Mississippi while they're driving. So they go off. It's Mississippi, Alabama, California. I can't believe California's not one, number one. Florida and Nevada are tied with Texas. Then Arizona, Alaska. Who's driving in Alaska? What, are they driving sleds on the freeway? Come on. Hey, your dog got in the way of my dog with my dog sled. Okay. Alaska, Tennessee, that I believe, and then Missouri. Where's New York? I got nothing for that. Trivia question. Let's see if you guys are on top of it today. I think you will be. Here we go. According to Psalm 23, what two things follow us all the days of our lives? According to Psalm 23, there's two things that follow us all the days of our lives. I will give a little leeway on one of the answers because it is translated into two different words. Not that big an issue. Let's get right into the teach. And that is coming from John chapter 1, verse 16. It says this, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. Quick question for you. Ready? Question for you. Ready? Oh, yeah. Our number. What is our number? 972-445-0770. I forgot. Here we go. From the fullness of his grace, we've all received one blessing after another. Here's a question for you. When did the blessings of Jesus run out? Here's the most immediate answer. When does Jesus run out? Ding, 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 ding. So here's the... Here's the thing. The blessings, we all have received one blessing after another, okay? And it's continual, one blessing after another, after another, after another. And these blessings come from God's grace. They are not a merit-based system. I know we all grew up, especially I think if you grew up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, a lot of things were pretty merit-based the way your parents did it, you know, like was kind of like performance orientation kind of mentality. But the bottom line in that is simple. It's by God's grace through Jesus Christ that we receive one blessing after another, because if it was based on our merit, we would get maybe one blessing. Then it'd be over. But through Christ, it's one blessing after another, after another, after another, after another, because it's based on the grace that comes through Jesus Christ. It's like, wow. I mean, God does it through Christ by the Spirit. And it's one blessing after another. And lest you think that has to do only with salvation, that is exactly what it is not talking about. It's talking about a much broader context. That's the whole point. The whole point of verse 15 and 17 is it's broader. It's bigger. And so one of the things that we do is, and we're good at this, we expect, you know, when something good happens or whatever, we expect the other shoe to drop. And something bad must be coming because we think in some kind of universal law system, which doesn't even exist outside of God's commands, which is kind of weird. But instead of thinking that that's going to happen, why don't we just get excited about the next blessing that's coming? So you got one blessing. You know the first blessing you ever had in Jesus Christ is you got saved. Bam, done. You didn't deserve that. And you are not entitled to anything. You're not even entitled to that. Yet God gave that to you, which is the greatest of all things. How's he not going to also give you other things that are helpful and necessary and productive for you and your relationship with him and your preparation and your preparation for eternity with him? It's like, how would he not? So this idea that, you know, and it does come from a concept where God is stingy and this and that, whatever. Hey, I got an idea. Instead of anything else, let's just think, what's the next blessing I'm going to be blessed by that's coming through the grace of Jesus Christ? I can't wait to see it. Not that many of us are focusing on some of the blessings we've already had. I, for one, am a little bit more like my heritage. And so once the Lord blesses me, I go, okay, what have you done for me lately? Don't tell me you don't do that. Don't lie to me. You do that too. It's like, that was great, God. Now I need. I'm not the only person doing this. I can't be in my own bubble in Christianity here. I've done this for a while. I know what happens. Now, sometimes I'm really, really grateful. Sometimes I'm not. Hey, sometimes my kids are really grateful. Sometimes they're not. Okay. We're going to take a short break, come back, get back into our trivia. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No. I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment. Because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it. Because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name. The Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If y'all want to, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. A lot of media. Media. David Spoon Media. Yeah. Let's see. Our question, our trivia question, according to Psalm 23, what two things follow us all the days of our lives? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by our good friend, Jamie. Blumenthal and his wonderful wife, Nancy. Retirement strategies and solutions. It's easy. Help somebody, help yourself by having somebody help you make a plan. I knew that was coming out at some point. Here's the bottom line. You want to retire the right way. You don't want to retire a dumb way. And you don't want to retire the wrong way. You want to retire the right way. RetireTheRightWay.com. That is the website for Jamie and Nancy. And here's the key in that. You want to plan right, retire the right way, because you want somebody to be able to look at it and go, do it this way, protect this, watch this, who is in that realm, who spends their time in that realm and understands in that realm. See what I'm saying? That's a big deal. You can get in touch with them, retiretherightway.com. RetireTheRightWay.com. Check it out. Let them know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Thank you very much. Okay, I've got a really fascinating devotional diamond of the day. Remember, we call these things DDDs, devotional diamond of the day. And you're thinking, why do you call them DDDs? Because when I'm doing my devotions, they are the things that come and kind of really speak to me while I'm doing it. And this came from today. How fresh is it? It happened, what is it, 2:15? It happened 1:22, like 8:15. So, I mean, that's pretty fresh. I mean, it's like a loaf of bread just came out. Okay. Coming out of Luke chapter 2, verse 41 through 50. All right. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. After the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first because they assumed he was with friends among the travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him. He was in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, discussing deep questions with them, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere." "But why did you need to search?" he asked. "You should have known that I would be in my father's house." So, okay, folks, I read stuff like this and people see this story, and I think most people get similar to what I'm getting. And I would assume you guys get most of this too. So every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem, kind of like a family trip. Everybody's getting together. Where are we going? If you're in Detroit, you went to Florida. That's why they call them snowbirds. Okay? All right. The other cool thing about this that a lot of people never discuss, or I've never heard a sermon on it, let me rephrase it, and there have been sermons on it, I just haven't heard one, is that Mary and Joseph had friends. I know they had relatives, but they also had friends, and you never think of them in context of, what do you mean they had friends? Would they get together and play pinochle? I don't know, maybe. I mean, maybe they got together and played bones, only they actually used little bones instead of dominoes. I don't know. But they were like regular people, you know? A husband and wife. Now, there is this hint, and most people know it, because most people who listen to this show are more evangelical than they are in the Catholic tradition. That doesn't mean that people who are in the Catholic tradition are evil, rotten people, and sometimes evangelicals go way overboard on that. But there is some incorrectness, according to the Bible, according to the Word of God, that we see that maybe they don't see the same way, but we need to stand firm in the Word of God. That's what we do. We don't sit there and shoot people with Bible bullets. We sit there and point out the truth, and they respond to it or they don't. Here's what I want to get to, though, okay? Watch this. So if you're a parent, now just watch, and you know that your child – born of the Holy Spirit and of your wife, and you're the dad, okay? So you're the stepdad, right? Right? If you lost your child for 3 days, how would you feel? Pretty frantic, right? If you lost the Son of God for 3 days, how would you feel? You're like, oops! Like, where'd he go? I mean, this isn't hide and seek, folks. This is 3 days, no mass media, no getting on there doing your YouTube videos, no local news, 3 days, no Jesus. I think at this point it's safe to assume the parents were freaking out to a large degree. You get, if you could get the tonality in Mary's voice, I'm pretty sure she didn't say, "Hey, son, why'd you do this to us?" So I'm pretty sure it'd be a little bit more frantic, as one would think. But that's got nothing to do with what I'm about to tell you. In verse 48, it says, his parents didn't know what to think. So I read that, and I thought, ha! Boy, I've got a message for my eldest son, Joshua. Parents didn't know what to think. Ha! I got a message for my daughter, Julian. Parents didn't know what to think. They're so smart the way they raise my grandchildren. They think they know everything. And just at that moment, as I reflected on that completely ridiculous thought, the Holy Spirit said, "And you're parenting too." I'm like, wait, what? And all of a sudden, it dawned on me that as much grief as I give my kids on they don't know what to think, I also, as a parent and a grandparent, don't know what to think. I am as guilty as my own kids in not being all the time knowing all the answers brilliant as a parent. I was getting ready to use it and load it up to use it against my kids. I mean, come on, how great is that? I could just pull out, hey, you know, you should read Luke chapter 2, verse 48. It'd really give you some insight. And I was going to hurl it at them like a big, fat, wet snowball. Guess what? Bounced off the rubber and hit me right in the face. Isn't that a drag? It's a drag, right? So you think, well, okay, no, the fact is we all as parents, no matter how far in we go, we think we know it all. Honestly, no, you don't. You don't know what they grow up with. Your parents didn't know what you grew up with. Your parents didn't do the perfect thing. You don't always do the perfect thing. I don't do the perfect thing. My kids aren't going to do the perfect thing. It just taught me I should be a little bit more graceful and a little bit more patient with my own kids. Now, I'm going to say something that's controversial, but I don't care. Joseph and Mary and Joseph, they sinned. I don't care what you say. They sinned. And you think, well, how could you say that out of this text? Very simple. The parents didn't know what to think. That was not the sin. But what they did was they blamed Jesus. Mary said, "Son," your mother said to him, "why have you done this to us?" They were blaming Jesus And yet they were the parents who were still responsible. The child had not reached the age of accountability, not 13 years, but 12 years. The parents still held the responsibility factor, and they were blaming him, even though it was their parenting loss. And it's like, that is exactly what we do. We blame everybody else. Oh, wait, where did this go back to? Why did you sin, Adam? She did it! Why did you sin, Eve? The snake did it! Everybody does that. Get that? They lost the child before age of accountability. They blamed Jesus. And then Jesus' response is classic. He goes, why did you need to search? You should have known. Wow. You should have known. What do you mean you should have known? You should have known because they had 13 years of training. 9 months before he was 12 and 12 years. So that's almost 13 years of training that this is the Son of God. Not a regular child. Remember all the dreams? Remember the birth? Remember the conception? All of it. Got it? Got it. Got it? All right. I think we have somebody calling in. Is that? Oh, better take that. Hello, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Wayne.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm blessed. I appreciate that. I appreciate you asking me.
No, not a problem.
I appreciate you asking.
All right, brother, what do you got for me? Do you have an answer regarding the trivia question on the two things that follow you all the days of your life?
Well, you know, I rehearsed it in my mind. I went over it, and there's so much you gave us. And I'm putting Rod and Staff at the top. I don't know what the answer is, but that's my guess.
Okay, say that again. I need to hear that a little clearer.
The Rod and the Staff that comfort me.
All right, so here's the thing. The thing out of Psalm 23, do you remember what it says at the end of the psalm? At the end of the psalm? It says there's two things that follow us all the days of our lives. One of them is goodness.
And mercy.
That's right. Goodness and mercy. You're the man. That's it. That's it, brother.
Given. I thought, I don't know which one to pick. So anyway, but you know, forgive me for not knowing that.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing that you sometimes just need retuned in your mind, going, oh, yeah, goodness and mercy. And so one preacher once said to me, it's two guys that'll always follow you.
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
A good one. I like
one
it.
One.
Good one. All right, brother. Excellent job. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for being there.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. All right. So we're going to have to take our break, I think, right now because we're at that point. And I'm hoping, by the grace of God, that we have Casey Pipes is gonna be on the phone because he's supposed to be calling in. He's the author of this book. And I got news for you. I went through this book last night in depth. It's pretty cool. I mean, there's some cool – I'm telling you right now, there's some cool stuff that you find out that I didn't know, and so I'm hoping to be able to ask him when we get to that point. But here's the big key on that. Here's the bottom line to that whole process. I want you to recognize that sometimes as parents we don't always have all of the right stuff and all the right answers, and that's not something that God is, you know, like freaked out about. He knows we don't always have the answers. He knows that we need to kind of, you know, get on track. But as parents and as older parents and as older parents, it's simple, folks. Give your kids a break, okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Hot topics.
So listen to this. So Jesus in one passage says, judge not or you'll be judged. In another passage, he says, judge ye righteous judgment. That's the King James Version. I like the ye. Judge ye right. So there's two different judgments going on here. One's okay. One's not okay. Okay. How does that work? Again, one is a condemnation, the other an observation, an evaluation, and a determination.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, you can easily do so. The email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. They're going to come up with another one. Watch. David Spoon, then we'll just add David Spoon Media to that. So I do have actually another trivia question. I do have another one. So this is for those that are, you know, I'm gonna drop that on you in just a sec. That next trivia question. I want to let you know we're waiting to hear from Casey Pipes. Now, it is possible that this one is on me. We haven't had a single interview problem since we started the show. So we've done 90 shows, right? We haven't had one issue. It's possible that there was a number they gave me, but I don't remember that. See, my brain doesn't work as good as it used to, like when I was 4. So, but the last I remember is they were supposed to call in. If he doesn't get to call in, we will rebook him because I spent a lot of time going through his book and I want to be able to talk about it. And it's really fascinating material. It's called After the Fall, The Remarkable Comeback of Richard Nixon. And he talks about what happened to Nixon, President Nixon, after everything else, which is kind of fascinating. I find that interesting. I'm a little strange. Fine. This segment brought to you by our very own Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Tokyo, no. All right, here's the deal. Pamela, now I've been talking to you people for the last couple of months, and one of the reasons that you'll hear me promote John and Pamela and you're hearing me promote Dr. B and Jamie is they pay for the show. And I've not at any point told you, I don't think I've said anything different. I hope I haven't said anything different. The bottom line is this. These folks are sponsoring the show, but they can't just pay for the show. I got to get them some biz. So we're really trying. We're trying to get people to call. We're trying to people to utilize their services. You know, so you get together with them and it doesn't work out, okay, that's fine. We can deal with that at that point. But they're helping pay for the show, and there is a, you know, an element where I'm hoping they get more biz. So the more biz they get, the better. If you want to talk to somebody about real estate, get in touch with Pamela. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com. Even just to say hi, to talk to her about real estate and get an idea. We encourage you to do that. I encourage you to go. Wait, is there a way to say that? I encourage you to go. That's not working from a Star Wars point of view. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. You want to get in touch with Pamela because she's committed to doing the best in real estate that can be done, whether you're buying or selling. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. All right, so what we're going to do is we're at this point, I'm going to kind of assume, if that's okay, that we are not going to have Casey Pipes on. We'll try and coordinate that for the future. But do not fear, I have a trivia question plus another DDD right in my hand. Why? I have 15,000 DDDs. I have 120,000 notes on the Bible. I have 26 Bibles. You couldn't read it if you'd have to literally scan it and rip it apart. I'm telling you. Because there's a lot. There's so much there. It's so deep. Not because of me. Don't get that idea. It's because there's just so much that it's never ending. Here we go. According to Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, what will the peacemakers be called? Ooh. According to Matthew 5, Sermon on the Mount, what will the peacemakers be called? That's a good one right there. All right, the phone number here, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Somebody's calling already on, I don't know if that's for trivia or if that's Casey Pest. We're going to find out in just a second. In the meantime, we're going to be looking at, is it a caller on the trivia? Yep. Okay, hold on. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, it's Sam. Shabbat shalom.
Hi. Hey, Sam, what's happening?
Yeah, it's the Sons of God.
It's what?
The peacemakers are these.
The peacemakers, that's right. And they're called the Sons of God, right? You got it, brother. You got it. Do you think you know a lot of... I mean, I was going through, and, you know, do you remember what the merciful get?
Inherit the earth?
No, the meek will inherit the earth. What do the merciful get? It's very close to what they are.
I'm mixing things, so I'm not sure because I'm driving. So,
well, that
but I didn't know that.
That's why they get mixed up, because you're driving, and you're driving in one of the seven worst states that there is, just to let you know. the merciful receive mercy. That's one of the things
receive.
That's what it is.
Correct.
That's good. But good job on the good job, my friend. I appreciate you calling in. That was quick response on your part.
Thank you, David, you're a blessing to all of us.
Well, thanks, Sam. I appreciate it, and I appreciate when you call in. Good answer on that one, my friend.
All right, have a blessed weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Sam, stepping in, stepping up. Good job. All right. See, then the merciful, and there's a few different ones. I'm not going to make fun of the, you know, there's some people that make fun of the, you know, what will the meek get? They shall inherit the earth. If you remember in the movie, it was pretty funny when they said, well, it's good. They ought to get something. Anyway, it's kind of an old movie. DDD, Psalm 112, verse 7. I only have a little bit of time. 5 minutes. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. Ooh. Ever remember that company, No Fear? He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. No fear of bad news. How do you think it's possible to have no fear of bad news? The only way that you can have no fear when you hear bad news is if you immediately place your heart into the hand of the Lord. The only way not to get overcome by feelings, and by the way, that's the moment when your heart is steadfast, it means that the feelings aren't dominating to the point of crippling you. It's when you place that position that you're in, that what you hear, into the hands of the Lord, that you have a sense of safety and security. The question is, how can you have safety or security when you hear bad news? How is that possible? Because whatever that news is, it's not over. When you hear that somebody has passed, I'm just being honest. If you're a believer, you know it's not over. The Lord is still if that person's in the Lord, that person is dancing on streets of gold and doing a lot better than you are. Okay? If you hear of a situation, a financial disaster, and we hear of them all the time, it's not done until the Lord says it's done. When Abraham was told he was going to have a child, I mean, he was 99. Like, no, can't happen. But God was like, going to happen. Because if God wants to change it, it changes. And here's the greatest part that I think one of the reasons I love being a child of the Most High God. If God wants to flip it around, he doesn't ask permission. He doesn't go, well, what do you guys think? Let's get together and have a council session on it. If the Lord wants to change it, he changed it. Remember when Joshua was fighting against the army and the sun stood still and the moon stood still? It's like, there you go. He's like, you can't do that. Okay, tell God you can't do that. Go ahead. Say, God, you can't do that. Tell me how that goes. He resurrected the dead, not to die again, but Jesus, to live forever and ever and ever more. God can do whatever he wants. It's not up to you and I. It's not up to you and I. I mean, I've heard preachers say, we can hold God accountable. You let me know how. You let me know how that goes for you. God is large and in charge. That's all you got to know. Large and in charge. That bad news is not the end of anything. Keep your heart steadfast in the Lord. Keep it secure in the Lord. And remember, he does say he will have no fear. It is a decision that you and I make. I will fear no evil. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry he has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job. It's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
My you got points, me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Sometimes hallelujah. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can reach us, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com or davidspoon.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Let's see. I want to make sure we get everybody connected. I did, I think I detectively deduced what happened with our interview with Casey Pipes. When I was in the studio getting prepped, which means they were putting powder on my nose. Oh, wait. This is radio. We don't do that kind of thing. When I was in here going over the notes for what I wanted to talk about, the phone rang on the line, and I'll bet you, what is it, dollars to donuts? Is that how people bet? I don't know if that's how they bet or not. But anyway, I bet you that was Casey because he's in the East Coast, and we said 2:30, and that would have been 1:30 our time. So I'm going to take full responsibility. It's my fault. I own it, and if I were me, I would fire me. Wait, I don't know about the firing part, but I'm just saying that's my responsibility. So I'll send an email out and tell Kylie and Mr. Pipes that was my fault. This segment brought to you by Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. Brandon Brown is the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center, Chiro Extraordinaire. Dr. B, as he is known to his loving patients, does a great job helping people get their chiropractic stuff in line. I mean, that's really what it is when you're out of line, getting in line. And he does upper cervical. So for those that don't know what that is, what that means is my wife is happy. That's what that means. Because he does a great job working on her. His website, drbrandonbrown.com, drbrandonbrown.com, drbrandonbrown.com. Get in touch with him if you want to get free from the pain that you're going through. If you're walking and you're having pain, or maybe pain in the leg or in the thigh. I've had that pain where my thigh is connected to my that back part. And so when he's, you know, they do the adjustments, it's like, yeah, it feels better. Unfortunately for me, then right after I do that, I'm not the guy that sits around and says, well, let's let the adjustment take hold. Well, what I do is then I go out and cut the yard.
How stupid is that?
Okay, you don't have to answer that question. As a kind of a, you know, theoretical kind of question. Anyway, Dr. Brandon Brown, drbrandonbrown.com, 972-454-9362, 972-454-9362. All right, so it's funny haha, or funny spirit funny, that I had these two DDDs, and I thought, I'm going to wait on this one and probably do it the first thing on Monday. And then this happened with Casey Pipes, and I couldn't do the interview. So now I'm going to do that other one that I was kind of stuck between the two. And perhaps this is what the plan was. I could have missed it. It's easy. I miss a lot of things. But it's kind of a revisit and then a deeper thought in regards to something that happened with Jesus and with Peter. So for those that are out there that have been a Christian for more than like a week, maybe you've been a Christian for 2 weeks or 2 months or a year or 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50. There's one thing that a dynamic that I've come across that is in Scripture and that I understand, and I want to communicate and make sure that you understand it, like with me, we kind of get it together. And it has to do with the Lord. It has to do with being in the presence of the Lord. Have you ever gone to church and you've been worshiping? And, you know, sometimes when you worship, there's a great sense of joy and there's a great sense of happiness. But there are times in worship, and I'm talking about over the span of your journey, that sometimes you get maybe reflective. Maybe it happens for you during a more of a communion process where you're told to be more reflective. Here's the passage I want to use and I want to talk to you about. This is, and we talked about this about 2 days ago. Luke 5, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep waters, let down the nets for a catch." Simon said, "Master, we've worked hard all night, haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they did so, they caught such a large number of fish, their nets began to break, so they signaled for their partners to help them. So that's what we talked about a couple of days ago. But I want to pick it up on verse 8, what Peter said. He said, when Simon Peter saw this, in other words, saw the miracle working power of Jesus Christ active in his personal life, right? That big catch of fish was for Peter and his partners. It's a story for all of us, but what Jesus did had an impact on Peter directly. In verse 8 says, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. I think this gets overlooked a lot, and I just wanted to key in on it because that one portion of that one verse speaks to me personally. I'm a guy that likes – I enjoy worship. I like high praise, but I like face-to-face a little more. For me, it's one of the few places I kind of calm down and, you know, kind of just, you know, get more reverent before the Lord in those elements. And every once in a while in worship – or every once in a while when God does something that's just amazing, I mean amazing, instead of just being thankful, for some reason I become much more conscious that I'm a sinful person. So I've had people explain this in teachings and in classes and in sermons. That, you know, when you encounter God in anything that's genuine, that is the Lord, there is a sense where his holiness is around him continually, and his holiness is a reflector which kind of hits us, and then the light from him hits us in such a way that you kind of get a whiff or a catch of how not holy you are. And that has happened to me a couple of times. And it happened to me. It doesn't happen to me all the time. It's not so, oh, it's an experience, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. I just feel greatly impressed on how holy God is. And that then helps me to see how holy I am not. Not that I'm not saved. Not that I'm not a Christian. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. But I'm talking about being in the presence of the Lord, or being where the Lord is working, seriously working, even being there where somebody gives their life to Jesus Christ and you're connected to that and a part of that. And then you recognize, I mean, God is really, I mean, he's righteous and we're not. And I'm not saying that to you to make you feel bad or any other feeling. I could care less about that. But I am saying that the Holy Spirit will many times give a reflection into our lives that illustrate to us how right and righteous and true and faithful God is, and how not righteous we are. And it's a deep conviction against our complaining that we don't like the way that God is God. I shared with you briefly and didn't go into too far in depth, and I'm not going to go too far in depth here. But I shared with you this. You'll hear this clip playing about me meeting this gentleman, meeting this pastor, and the guy was crying. And I've talked about this just, I think, once before, and I'll get into it. It's all about what my book's about, okay? And the guy was crying when I was telling him the story, and, you know, I was getting mad because he was crying. It was my story, and I'm like, hey, dude, you know, it's my story. You cry at your own stories. You got an attitude. I guess that was the wrong attitude to have. And when he looked up and said, this is how God feels about the pain that you're going through, and his tears are coming down his face, and then it hit me like a ton of bricks, how full of pride and arrogance and foolishness I just so full of ridiculousness, and how right and true and faithful God is. And how many times, just to be honest, how many times I've complained or told God I didn't like the plan or expressed dissatisfaction in some capacity with what's going on. Because I don't like it, or I don't see it, and I don't sense it, and I don't – and how foolish that is. And how silly we as people can be. I give Peter a lot of credit. In one moment, he captured something that we all should capture on a regular basis. Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. Who am I that you would even call my name? Let's pray. Father, we come before you and we just ask that you would help us grow in our own awareness as to how holy you are and how righteous you are and how much you have saved us from. Now, we pray this whole week we've heard stuff on television, on the internet, on radio, and all these different places, and none of it is you. Everything we've heard from you, through you, let that be what we retain. Let that be what we hang on to. Everything else, let it just fall by the wayside as it should. And let us realize that your love is so great, you breached that gap between your holiness and our faithlessness. You did it before, and you continually do it. And we are forever grateful for your loving kindness. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Folks, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk with you then. My child,
I knew you. Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.